Before we break for lunch, we do have a special guest we want to introduce. He wasn't on the programs, but he has some great information for you before you take off for lunch. Dr. Charlie Davis, the coordinator at the Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratories at Colorado State University and the College of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Sciences. So Dr. Davis, if you'll come forward real quick. You have a PowerPoint, are we okay? Okay. So Dr. Davis, before you go to lunch, you guys need to listen to this.
I'd like to thank the Colorado Farm Show folks for providing me some unsolicited time to just pump up a service that I am involved with at Colorado State that's available to all of you. And we've tried to make folks aware of it over the years, for the last 5 years, and it just seems like it kind of passes through. But essentially, as Brian said, I am a coordinator at the diagnostic lab, and before I forget, the genomics information that kind of presented is really interesting to me. And I'm so far out of touch with all that stuff, I'm ignorant about it, but I can assure you that genomics is not just in the reproductive genetic things that we normally think of, but in diagnostics, it's here as well. You can submit a culture sample for bacteria, for example, perhaps a scours sample, and that can be grown, identified in just a matter of hours, and then put through a new instrumentation that we have at the lab, and within a very short time, have that broken down to a strain, to a certain, just way down beyond the diagnosis of, say, salmonella or E. coli, perfect strain. So, like I said, I'm 52-year graduate of CSU, and all that stuff is beyond me. I attended a weekend research day just this past weekend, and it's unbelievable what the students there are coming up with. I sometimes lose a little faith in some of the teaching and the like. Been on the admissions committee for 6 years, but when I see what these students are capable of doing, it's just unreal. But to get back to what I was here for, I don't want to take much of your time. The service I'd like to pump up and recall for you, I have some brochures out on the table, but it's called a Field Investigation Unit. And that was started about 5 years ago. It's a service that's available to all of you. It's available to your veterinarians. It's available to producers. We started basically in the state, but we've increased it to the region. Have an ongoing case right now here up in Newcastle, Wyoming. What this is a collaborative effort with the College of Veterinary Medicine, which includes clinical sciences, those folks in the field, like Tim Holt, some of the folks there, and then pretty much all the folks in the diagnostic lab, whether they're bacteriologists, pathologists, virologists, whatever. And then we collaborate with the College of Animals of Agriculture and the Animal Sciences. We have access there to primarily nutritionists and geneticists. So we cover a broad range of expertise, and as I said, a service is available to you if you're not aware of it. The service is free, with the only exception being that if the group determines that by case they would like more testing, and the owner or rancher is responsible for those fees. We have gone out on some cases over the years, and where we felt necessary, whether it be go out and do some necropsies or just get online. But essentially, that service is open to you. I was charged with drawing up this at service, and how it works is if you and or your veterinarian, and I insist, try to at least insist that the local veterinarian is involved, we gather all your case history. I have a form that I, you know, if I'm asked to do so, I send that form out, which helps gather the information that we want. Once I've gotten that put together, I provide that to folks in the animal science department, as well as clinical and diagnostic lab folks. We put that all together and schedule a teleconference with the owner, veterinarian, whoever they would like.
And over time, I've invited and asked that the folks from Extension in the areas, or old timers in the area, whoever, you're welcome to get online. And a lot of times, finally, there's some old timers in the area that may not know why something does or doesn't work. They just know it doesn't. So at any rate, we do the teleconference, and if we can reach a resolution of the case, or at least come up with some recommendations, then that's our goal. And again, that's free to all of you, other than your time and the efforts it takes to do that. And if the group would decide that you need some more testing, you would be responsible for that. So have some brochures out on the table with my contact information on it, or you can call the College of Veterinary Medicine, the Veterinary Diagnostic Lab primarily, and get in touch with me, and I'd be happy to help you with it. But are there any questions about this service? Not unlike general practice. I was in practice for however long, many years, and we've had some successes, and we've had some failures where we've not been able to reach a conclusion. A couple of more interesting ones are the little operation in Pueblo, about 58 cows, that he couldn't get, they weren't cycling, and he was upset about it. He happened to have a little red Angus bull that he forgot to castrate, and sure enough, the biggest cause of cows not cycling was pregnancy. All those cows were, in fact, pregnant. The other one was a case that I think you've maybe heard about or related to or not. About 3 years ago, in the middle of winter, a rancher over in the northwest, it's kind of west central Colorado, about a 500-head herd, bought some hay from a relative out of Wyoming. It was tested for nitrates, everything was on the level. They fed a few bales of that hay. One morning after they got most of the hay moved back to Colorado from Riverton, Wyoming, they fed a few bales of that hay to four different groups of cattle. They had cattle in five different groups. Fed hay, some of that, to four groups of them. And within 72 hours, they lost 180 cows. So that's the extent of some of the cases we've seen. That was a poisonous plant that the folks at the Poisonous Plant Lab in Logan, Utah, finally came up with through a lot of work. So the main point of that is to let you know that we have access to collusion with folks all across the country, from Utah, California. We sent samples to labs in the Far East, not the Far East, but in the Eastern Seaboard. So you have access to a lot of expertise. And so if you find the need to use that, I'd like you to remember it is available. I'd be glad to try to help you. How about a hand for Dr. Charlie Davis?
He did say collusion with Mount Russia. Oh, going back to the dentist's one too. She said something about recessive gene. I have one, but he lives in Idaho. It's my Uncle Gene. Hey, I just want to let you guys know we're going to start right at 12:45 after the lunch break, and we've got a special presentation with Dave Pratt, CEO of the Ranch Management Consultants of Fairfield, California. You won't want to miss it, folks. In fact, I'm not sure we have enough time for him today. He's got workshops. He'll tell you more about those. But enjoy your lunch. Be back in here. We'll start right at 12:45, so get here about 20 till if you can. Enjoy your lunch. Thanks again for coming to Beef Day. See you in a little bit.